If a person sells everything of the animal except for 1/100th of the animal, he leaves that for himself. So he stole it, and then he sold it, but he didn't sell the whole 100%. Or he had a partnership in this animal. In other words, he owned this animal, and he stole it, and then he sold it. Or, a person shechts it, and it becomes a nevela. Nevela means, if he shechts it, if the Mishnah is telling us he shechts it, and becomes a nevela, means he didn't shecht it properly. He, let's say, did drisa, he pushed, or he tore the simanim of the kon and the vesht, which is the trachea and the esophagus. You have to cut in a maisa shchita, which is a cutting motion, most of the kona and the vesh, the trachea and the esophagus. Ha-noicher, nechir is like the nose, the nostrils. Noicher means to, instead of shechting, if you'd imagine an animal standing straight up, you would shecht it horizontally on the area where there's a kona and the vesh. Here, nechir is, they would just kill the animal where they would take a knife and vertically, from the nose all the way down, the whole belly downwards, that's how they would cut it. That obviously is not a shechita. And anytime there's not a shechita, the animal becomes a nevela. V'ama'aker. Also, instead of cutting the simanim, you pull them out. You uprooted them. Mishalam tashlumi kefel ve'enam mishalam tashlumi abar v'chamisha. So all these, you pay kefel, you're a ganav. Even the guy that was a shutif, that he was a partner, you see that you pay ganav. Even though you own part of it, you stole your partner's part, so you pay kefel. Ve'enam mishalam tashlumi abar v'chamisha. But you don't pay 4 or 5 times. Because the mocher has to be what the shoychet matters. In other words, when you shech the animal, you make the whole animal fit to eat. Therefore, the mechira also has to be a mechira of what was fit to eat, the whole part that was fit to eat. And if you sell everything, but you left something that was fit to eat, that's not the mechira the Torah is talking about. You left something out, and therefore you're not paying dalad v'hei. It dafka has to be the way the Torah says, shecher u'mocher, utvacho u'mocharo. And the Rav says, however, if you would leave over the horns or something like that, which is not fitting to eat, then you would be chayv, because you sold everything that was fitting to eat. And obviously, in the other cases, it's a nevela, it's not fit to eat at all. Therefore, you're not chayv dalad v'hei. And this is even, according to Rabbanan, that disagree with Rabbi Shimon regarding a shechita sheni ruya, because the Rabbanan hold the shechita sheni ruya is shma shechita, it's still called the shechita if it's not fitting. But not fitting shechita over there doesn't mean that the actual shechita wasn't a good shechita. In other words, when you do this, that's not even called shechita. When you press on the knife, or your ochre, or your nocher, all these things, this is not called shechita. The case over there was where you shechted, you did it in the Azara, and so on and so forth. There, it is a good shechita, even though it's not fitting to eat for a different reason, that's not going to make it where you're pater from Dalad Rehe. That's what the Chacham would hold, the Rab points out. Mishnah continues, Ganav Rishus HaBalim, he steals it in the Rishus of the Balim, V'tovach U'mocha Chutz Mirshusim, and then he brings it out, so right when he brings it out, he's chayiv on the Geneva. You have to do a Maisa Kinyan to be chayiv kefal. So you did the Maisa Kinyan when you took it out, and then you shecht it or sold it outside the Rishus, or Shaganav Chutz Mirshusim, or he stole it outside the Rishus. So the Meshicha has to be done outside of the owner's Rishus, and obviously that was done here, V'tavach U'mocha Birshusim. And then, after you sold it outside, you brought it back in. Bringing it back in, you weren't trying to return it. This guy's not a big tzaddik trying to return it. He brought it inside. Maybe it was more convenient. The guy had the kalim to shecht there. So he shechted it, or he was able to sell it better there. But he did the kinyan, and then he sold it and shechted it. Or he did a triple whammy, everything outside the rishus. He shechted it, or sold it outside the rishus. All these cases, mishlam tashlumi, arba v'chamishi, pays 4 or 5 times. However, aval ganav v'tavach u'machar b'shusam pater. But if he steals it and shechts it or sells it, everything done in the guy's rishus, he's pater. Because even if he tries to do meshicha, that can only be done as a maisa kinyan out of the initial owner's rishus. And since the whole thing was done in his rishus, he's not chayiv kefal on the geneva, and he's also not chayiv dalad v'hei as well.